This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C. Fax is 989-291-5359. Regarding Brenda Ridgway, R-I-D-G-E-W-A-Y, date of birth 7/29/1961. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Ridgway with the diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 20th of 2021. She generally has annual visits with this practice. She does now have weekly allergy shots that she receives, and that seems to be helping some of her allergy symptoms. She just finished a five-day course of oral Levaquin also for pneumonia, and she states she's feeling much better at this time. No recent COVID infections. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Her cough is improving after finishing Levaquin. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And she has chronic edema of the lower extremities, slightly worse as the day goes on. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan or the Hyzar 100/25 once daily. Occasionally, she uses ibuprofen 600 milligrams, although she was cautioned to not use that daily and to limit use as much as possible. She also uses Norco 5/325 twice a day as needed for pain. And her Actos is 30 milligram daily. She's on Metformin 850 milligram twice a day and Celexa 20 milligram daily is new since her last visit. And she's on other routine medications that are unchanged. Physical examination, the only vital sign the patient could get for us today was her weight at 230 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 24th of 2022. Creatinine is 0.8, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 78. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.9, albumin 4.1. Phosphorus is 3.3, hemoglobin 15.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis, negative for blood, 100 plus protein. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function and proteinuria, also hypertension. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she will have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.